To my surprise, I'd become addicted to her. I hadn't grown tired of Anya as I had with other women, and I didn't think I ever would. Something about her anchored me, made me see a future where we were happy together. It didn't matter that I was 17 and she was in her 20s, or that her career was on fire and mine hadn't even begun yet, or that she was so much more worldly than I was, despite my money and my travels and my experiences with women. We just fit. My mother had died when I was 6, and my father was a lifelong workaholic. Anya had immediately nodded with understanding when I told her how I had to grow up fast. My younger siblings and I had been brought up by a series of nannies, but they'd always seemed to take little interest in me, probably because I was such a strong-willed, independent child. In many ways, I'd raised myself. I'd been sleeping with the models from KZM since I was 13. As far as I was concerned, it was the best way to gain maturity and life experience, to learn about pleasure and beauty. The talent my father employed were experts in both, and I made it a point to seek out their expertise, especially in the bedroom. Anyone who didn't return my interest, though few and far between, was politely passed over in favor of someone who was more attracted to what I had to offer. With my father so focused on running the business, there was no one around to dissuade my particular form of sexual education. It had always been fun and easy. But everything had changed with Anya. I'd found myself opening up to her. I trusted her. What we had going on, though, it wasn't for me anymore. The sneaking around, the incognito coffee dates on the other side of town, these little sexual interludes in between the various jobs she was sent on. I wanted more of her. I wanted all of her. I was in love, and I was going to marry her. I'd even picked out a ring and everything. Right now, it was burning a hole in my bedside table. It was set with a huge, heart-shaped diamond that would sparkle on her finger. I was ready to make her mine, to take our relationship out of the shadows and into the light. I wanted to stop hiding and make things official. She loved me too, I was certain. She'd said the words, yes, but it was more than that. I could tell how she felt by the way she looked at me, the way she melted into my arms, the way she kissed me, the way she relaxed at the sound of my voice whenever she woke from her nightmares. She wanted this too, something permanent, something safe, something real. I cleared my throat, checked my nerves, and looked down into those stormy eyes. "I'll be graduating from high school soon," I began, my tone serious. Anya's hand froze mid-grope.
"I know this,"
I nodded, unable to read her neutral expression. So I've been thinking that the timing is right now for us to start thinking about the future. What's ahead of us? You are saying you are ready to move on from this?" She was frowning now. I couldn't help myself. I laughed. "No, God, no. Anya, I love you." I stroked her cheek, tucked a strand of hair behind her ear.
"And I love you," she said.
She wrapped her legs around me and propped herself up on her elbows to drop kisses down my throat, along my collarbone, moving toward my chest. My cock jumped against her thigh eagerly, but I gently pushed her away. I needed to focus. "Anya," I said. She looked up at me, her angelic face wearing a frown of confusion.
"You don't want to,"
she gestured to my cock. I did. I really did, but I took her hand in mine instead. "I love you," I said again, slowly, "and I want to marry you." Her eyes widened in shock. We'd spoken about it before, in passing. I had made my intentions clear, but for some reason, this was still a surprise to her.
"But what is wrong with what we have?" she asked. "Are you not happy?"
"I am happy," I said. "What we have is amazing, but I want more, don't you?"
"Stefan," she laughed softly, "you can't be serious."
I looked into her eyes. "I am. I want to be with you. I want to marry you." She gently pushed me aside and wriggled out from beneath me. Before I fully realized what was happening, she was getting out of bed, pulling on her clothes. I leapt to my feet, stopping her with a hand on her shoulder.